The city council will come to order and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Harrell.
Here.
Mr. Corley.
Here.
Mr. Howell.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Ricks. Mr. Sanami.
Here.
Ms. Stroud.
Here.
Councilman Howe, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the
As you know, we're all here for a special council meeting, and the our longtime city council attorney, as you know, abruptly resigned, and he. I just wanted to thank him for all his years of service. He served under different council presidents. I know he served under Councilwoman Travis, and she had a great deal of respect for him also. And he had served several different administrations. I tried to convince him to stay, but he wouldn't. He had had enough. With that said, I know that we needed an attorney to fill in for John, and I did my homework because obviously we need someone that's very, very skilled in municipal law. And one name that I kept coming up with was Bill Conley. Bill, as you know, was the attorney for, I believe, 6 years for the State Ethics Commission. Bill has represented East Providence. He's represented Johnston, Westerly, as a city solicitor. He even served as interim town manager for East Providence. And the list goes on. As you know, the council president can appoint someone. Bill is also a state representative from East Providence, and he has a lot of experience at the State House I think he's on the finance. I think he's chair of the finance committee, so maybe we could get some extra incentives there, Bill, because we sure could use it. But in any event, I just wanted to introduce him. I know I ran through a lot of your resume, but if you could run through a little bit for us, too, so people would, you know your credentials.
Members of the council,
the first thing I need to do is learn how to use a microphone.
Can people hear me? The red light is on. Right there? Is that better? So, Mr. President, thank you, members of the council. I'm Bill Conley, as the president just mentioned. I've been doing municipal legal work since about 1982. During that time, I've had the privilege of serving communities throughout the state of Rhode Island. As the president mentioned, they include, among others, East Providence, currently Johnston, Westerly. My office does legal work for other communities as a lawyer in litigation matters, in tax matters. And so it's a privilege at this time to be able to be here in the city of Warwick and work with this council. Mr. President, I thank you, and I look forward to serving you and all of the citizens of the city of Warwick.
Thank you, Bill. The first item on the agenda is that this is a special council meeting. As everybody knows, I did not call the council meeting. So I asked Bill to just run through the prerequisites of the council, meeting, and if you could ask the clerk the appropriate questions.
You did identify for me earlier today that I would be coming to a special meeting. And asked me to review the procedures for the convening of a special meeting. Pretty straightforward. The process is identified in the city charter in Chapter 2, Subsections 9 and 10. Chapter 2, Subsection 9, very straightforward. A special meeting of the council shall be called by the city clerk at the request of the mayor, the council president, or a majority of the members of the council. You advise me that this is a special meeting that is being convened under that portion of subsection 9, which identifies the call by a majority of the members of the council. Provides in the next section that the notice of special meeting shall be served in person upon or left at the usual place of residence of each member of the council and the mayor at least 48 hours previous to the time of such meeting. There's also a provision there that allows, in times of emergency, a meeting upon shorter notice that would not be applicable this evening. So, in direct reference to the charter, the two parts simply are that this meeting is called by the city clerk at the direction of a majority of the members of the council, and the procedure that's then required is that each member of the council shall be served with the notice at the usual place of residence as well as the mayor. So those are the specific requirements for convening this meeting this evening.
So the question to the clerk is five members need to convene the meeting. On the schedule, the five members were not listed. Were you given a list of the five members?
I'm not required to have five members.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you a mic. So,
Mr. President, could she have a microphone, please? We can't hear her.
I'm not required to list the members of on the agenda who called the special meeting.
Bill, could you go over the requirements?
In the past, we have never done that, including yourself.
If I call a meeting... If I call a meeting, I can call a meeting without five members.
I understand that. However, I've never listed...
I wasn't asking. I asked if you... I asked if you have a list of the five members that called the meeting, not if you listed it.
I'm aware of who called the meeting. Yes, I am.
Okay. And so the next question is, who are the five members that called the meeting?
Mr. President, I'm one of the members that called the meeting.
That's fine. So, Bill, could you just explain the significance of why we're running through this?
As a special meeting, those requirements that I just referenced are from the charter, so it's just... assuring compliance with the city charter.
I ask the clerk, as far as the five members, were you contacted by each of the five members?
It's Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, Councilman McElroy, Councilwoman Travis, and Councilman Sinapi.
Right, and Mike. Guys, so if we're going to have outbursts, we'll just take recesses because we're trying to get through it, okay? So this is, so my question to you were, did you speak to or did they sign something saying that they were?
Under the charter, we are not required to sign
fine.
Anything.
Did each one of these members contact you?
I was contacted by Councilman Howe on behalf of everybody and the five people who have contacted me to go forward with the meeting. The five.
Bill, could you explain what the rule requires?
Section 2-9 does it requires a majority of the members of the council, and it's to the city clerk.
I have the majority of the council.
So, that's all. Yep.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
That's valid. Is that? That's okay.
Chapter 9 does not specify a specific procedure for the clerk. It just simply requires it should be called by the city clerk, at the request of a majority of the members of the council. So it doesn't specify a specific procedure for the request or a specific procedure for the clerk to do it, so long as those requirements are met. And as I mentioned a moment ago, what this information does is just assure compliance with the charter for purposes of convening the special meeting.
So that part of the rule was complied with, in your opinion?
I really am sorry about this. The clerk. All right, thanks. So the clerk has provided that information to the council. I suppose it could be a point of order if someone wished to raise it, but the chapter of the charter does not identify a specific procedure for the request or a specific procedure for the clerk to accept the request. And the clerk has essentially put information on the record that for her purposes, fulfilling her duty as the clerk, she received a request from a majority of the members of the council.
Thank you. And what's the next part?
So the second part is that notice must be served in person upon or left at the usual place of residence of each member of the council and the mayor at least 48 hours previous to the time of the meeting, so at least 48 hours to the convening of the meeting this evening.
Ward 1, did you receive notice?
I was served by a constable.
That's okay.
I asked him where I needed to sign and where, if he was going to be filing a return of service. I do not know if a return of service was ever received.
Okay. And Ward 2 isn't here. Ward 3, were you served?
I was, Mr. President.
Ward 4?
Yes, Mr. President.
Ward 5?
I was.
Ward 6?
Yes.
Ward 7?
I was not served.
You were not served? So, Ward 8, were you served?
Yes.
And Ward 2, I know, wasn't served because he was out of the state. So, could you explain the significance of that?
Mr. President?
Yes.
If I may.
Yeah.
Ward 2, I received a text from him within the previous to the 48 hours stating that he received notice about the meeting, and it was unfortunate because he was leaving the state.
Okay.
Thank
you. So I spoke to him on the phone, and I can get him on the phone again. He said he was not served with notice of the meeting. He heard about, I agree with you, Councilman Howe, but he was not served. And Councilman McAllister just said that he was not served. Can you explain to us the significance of that, Bill?
Subchapter 10 of Section 2 of the Charter for special meetings requires that notice be served upon each of the members of the council. So what you have on the record right now is that did not occur. So as presiding chair, it would certainly be within the scope of your responsibilities to require compliance with proper notice for a special meeting.
In other words, we didn't comply with the charter.
Based on the information you just heard, the notice does not comply with Article 2, Section 10 of the Charter.
Thank you, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I did not receive anything, so I won't.
I appreciate your honesty.
However, I was aware of the meeting. I was one that of the people that called for this meeting, so I was aware of the meeting.
I understand that. The issue is that if we don't comply with the charter, then it's an illegal meeting, and it wasn't properly noticed. And that's why I ran through, not to, I obviously I wasn't expecting Councilman Howell not to be served, but Councilman McAllister not to be served, but that's why I was running through the provisions of who called the meeting to make sure that it was valid in accordance with our charter. And we just heard from Mr. Conley, who was chair of the Rhode Island Ethics Commission.
Could I do a point of information?
Yes, yes.
Correct me if I'm not mistaken, that Councilman McAllister could waive his right for service, given that it's his right, not the rest of the council's.
Yeah, so you have to be served within 48 hours?
Right, unless he waives his right for service.
Yeah.
Willingly.
I would.
Mr. President, point of order.
So, yes, Councilman.
The section of the charter is very specific that the notice must be handed to someone in person or left at their residence, which is one of the reasons why I brought up the question of whether there was a return of service. And I do not believe that there is anything in the charter that says a council member may waive the notice. It is a positive requirement that must be met. So unless there was personal service or unless there's an affidavit from a constable that they left it at the residence of the council member, then it has not been met. And there's still another person that has to be notified that we haven't heard about yet.
So one issue, and from what I hear, council members didn't know that Councilman Ricks was going to be away. It's unfortunate. I think a telephone call would have revealed that. I know that when we've had council meetings to address the budget issues with the schools, I took the time to call each one of you to make sure that your schedule was okay so you could be here. I think that if we had done that, we would have known that Councilman Ricks was not available. When I did speak to him, I know he spoke to several of you. He was asking that he be allowed to attend to vote. He was disappointed that he's not here. But with that said, I would defer to the city council attorney for that interpretation of whether we can proceed if notice was not given to two members.
President, I understand that there are certain circumstances within the law for public hearings, for zoning, for instance, where service is required, but service can be waived by an abutter, for instance, if they show up at a zoning meeting. Unfortunately, I don't see that as being an analogous to a mandatory charter requirement. Especially with an issue that, any issue, but one that has this kind of public interest. It is certainly the chair's responsibility to make sure that the proceedings comply with the charter, and I would be very reluctant to advise you that one can waive a charter requirement for purposes of conducting the public's business.
So in your opinion, this meeting without valid notice cannot go forward in accordance with the charter.
I would be very concerned about the record for this hearing right now. I'd be very concerned about proceeding with a meeting in which the record shows that a mandatory requirement of the city charter has not been met.
So, procedurally, is that something that I need to make a ruling on?
Yes, sir.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I have a motion to adjourn for failing to meet the requirement. For failing to meet the requirement. For failing to meet the requirement. For failing to meet the requirements of the charter, unless there is proof that there had been a certificate of service by a constable, as I was told I was being served by. There should be one for Mr. Ricks, and there should be one for the mayor, because I haven't heard anything about whether he received a written notice. But we also have the testimony or the statement by Councilman McAllister that he was not served by hand and did not receive a notice for this meeting. If we do not meet the requirements of the charter, I do not believe it would be legal to go forward. I am all in favor of having a special meeting. However, having it when we have 9 members and having it with notice other than having a constable come and tell me that in 48 hours to be here is different. I would meet any day next week, and I think we should meet to discuss this separately.
Is this part of the motion?
So I'm just going to defer to our city council attorney on this procedurally. What
I understand that although some colloquy was engaged through the chair, I understand that Mr. Corley raised this a moment ago as a point of order. A point of order takes precedence over further discussion, and it should be ruled upon by the chair, and which in this case, Mr. President, is you.
So I'm going to follow the advice of the city solicitor and declare the meeting invalid in accordance with the charter.
So tell me this wasn't stalled. Tell me this wasn't stalled. So now we're going to be told there's no stall tactics, there's no politics, but let's go page by page with the legal news. Tell me. I had a statement to make. You made yours during a motion. I had a statement to make to explain everything.
Okay.